Dr. Robert Mather, and I am the conservative social psychologist. Welcome to my podcast. My podcasts are available exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com. Today is Monday, May 31st, 2021. So this is the 100th anniversary of the 1921 Tulsa race massacre. It's interesting because when I was in school, they didn't teach anything about this. Nobody talked about this for 75 years plus in the state of Oklahoma. I learned about it in my Oklahoma history class in 1991 because my teacher, when they had gone to college and gotten a history degree, had learned about it and had to actually go in and do all of their own research and thought it was important to teach it. So basically, there was an area called the Greenwood District in Tulsa, and it was known as Black Wall Street because of the affluence of the large African-American community there. And there was an incident. You can look more on this later. There was an incident, and then tragically, whites demolished the entire district, 40 blocks. They leveled it by dropping dynamite and bombs from the air on airplanes. They went in and torched houses. They coaxed people out and burned their houses. They burned their businesses. They killed people. It was truly one of the most awful things you can imagine, really. In 2019, it finally became mandatory to teach it in the curriculum in the state of Oklahoma, which was, it's an important part of our history. The media lied about this for many years. If you go back and look at the headlines and the way the newspapers handled it, they lied and made the incident look different than it was. The blacks from the Greenwood District use their Second Amendment rights to defend themselves, and this might be the most compelling argument for the Second Amendment that I've ever seen. If you get a chance, you should watch Tulsa Burning, the 1921 Race Massacre on the History Channel. The first half of the show is very factually accurate based on what I've always run across as far as the facts of what occurred with video and interviews of people. The first half is very accurate. The second half turned into a kind of a social justice political infomercial, I would say. So I didn't watch the second half for very long. But I do highly advise the first half is worth watching. You know, kind of segueing from this, you know, critical race theory is unmistakably racist. But it becomes easier to see the underlying context to the movement. It's fueled by anger and the call for punishment and retribution, no matter what the target. It's also fueled by an industry of critical race profiteers who capitalize on the guilt that some have over the horrible actions of others many years ago. The media continues to lie about this and defend it as appropriate. The idea that one race deserves more than another is racist no matter how you try to spin it. However, it is important for people who are against critical race theory, like myself, to always remember the type of incidents that are in the background of, you know, one generation, two generations behind behind all of this, and to remember true events that occurred that are tragic and that are racist. Let's take a look at some of the lies that the media hopes that you forget. Remember, President Trump was impeached for mentioning an investigation into Hunter Biden's crimes that was going on before Joe Biden was a presidential candidate. The investigation was going on before Joe Biden was a candidate, and the conversation occurred before Joe Biden was a candidate. They want you to forget that. Remember that big tech and the mainstream media colluded to suppress the story of Hunter Biden's laptop and evidence of his crimes that implicated Joe Biden. No tweets or posts of it were allowed, and accounts that did were suspended, blocked, and sanctioned. Now there is acceptable evidence that it was all true. Remember that President Trump, Tom Cotton, and Ted Cruz were mocked for suggesting that there was a chance that COVID-19 originated from the bioweapons lab in Wuhan. Remember, big tech and the mainstream media colluded to suppress that story. No tweets or posts of it were allowed, and accounts that did were suspended, blocked, and sanctioned. Now there is acceptable evidence that it was true. Remember that President Trump was permanently blocked from all mainstream social media platforms for inciting a riot that resulted in the murder of a Capitol policeman, and Parler was shut down for facilitating it. Except that President Trump called for peace. The event was already planned before that day, mostly on Facebook. The Capitol policeman was not murdered by the mob, and Ashley Babbitt was killed in cold blood while unarmed. Think about this. An unarmed female veteran was killed in the United States Capitol by someone who was paid by the very taxes she paid in a building her tax money paid for. Think about that on this Memorial Day. Are you tired of being gaslit yet? If you voted for Joe Biden, you fell for it. I'm tired of the government and mainstream media so brazenly lying to all of us. Those who died defending our country deserve better. Our in-service veterans deserve better. We all deserve better. Purchase my book, Implicit Biases and the Unconscious, Liberal Biases, Racial Prejudice, and Politics, for sale at barnesandnoble.com. It's your tool to fight critical race theory. Listen to my podcast exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com.